Relevant Radio now presents the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity at our Relevant Radio Green Bay studios.
Well, thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney and delighted to celebrate today's Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. At this Mass, we especially unite our prayers with the homebound, those in prison, and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For those who are able, we encourage you to receive our Eucharistic Lord at your local parish, to remember to keep holy your Sunday obligation. The Good Shepherd has risen, who laid down his life for his sheep, and willingly died for his flock. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. As we gather for the celebration of this Mass, let us first call to mind our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who set St. Catherine of Siena on fire with divine love in her contemplation of the Lord's Passion and her service of your church, grant, through her intercession, that your people, participating in the mystery of Christ, may ever exult in the revelation of his glory, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. There was an attempt in Iconium by both the Gentiles and the Jews, together with their leaders, to attack and stone Paul and Barnabas. They realized it and fled to the Lycaonian cities of Lystra and Derbe and to the surrounding countryside, where they continued to proclaim the good news. At Lystra, there was a crippled man, lame from birth, who had never walked. He listened to Paul speaking, who looked intently at him, saw that he had faith to be healed, and called out in a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet." He jumped up and began to walk about. When the crowds saw what Paul had done, they cried out in Lycaonian, "The gods have come down to us in human form." They called Barnabas Zeus and Paul Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. And the priest of Zeus, whose temple was at the entrance to the city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates, for he, together with the people, intended to offer sacrifice. The apostles Barnabas and Paul tore their garments when they heard this and rushed out into the crowd, shouting, "Men, why are you doing this? We are of the same nature as you, human beings. We proclaim to you good news, that you should turn from these idols to the living God, who made heaven and earth and sea and all that is in them. In past generations, he allowed all Gentiles to go their own ways. Yet in bestowing his goodness, he did not leave himself without witness. for he gave you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons. Even with these words, they scarcely restrained the crowds from offering sacrifice to them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give the glory. Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give the glory. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory. Because of your mercy, because of your truth, why should the pagan say, "Where is their God?" Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give the glory. Our God is in heaven. Whatever he wills, he does. Their idols are silver and gold, the handiwork of men. Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give the glory. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. Heaven is the heaven of the Lord, but the earth he has given to the children of men. Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give the glory. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Holy Spirit will teach you everything and remind you of all I told you. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, our readings kind of draw our attention a little bit to the Holy Spirit as we progress through the season of Easter. We know that in this fifth week, we're inching closer and closer to Pentecost, and kind of our readings then have this focus on the role of the Holy Spirit. The Alleluia verse, for example, said, "The Holy Spirit will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have told you." And we heard it again in the gospel that the Holy Spirit does teach us everything. For St. Paul, in our first reading, truly as he and Barnabas are going about his missionary work, it's the Holy Spirit inspiring their words and their actions. The Holy Spirit inspiring Paul to command this crippled person to stand straight up on his feet and to walk, and the man experienced healing in that moment. Today we celebrate a saint, St. Catherine of Siena, and could say that she was a woman who also was filled with the Holy Spirit. She was privileged to several different spiritual experiences or mystical events or encounters. Our opening prayer, for example, spoke about how she contemplated the passion of Jesus. Perhaps one of the ways that St. Catherine of Siena is best known, though, is that during her lifetime, there was kind of this crisis in the papacy. It's called the Avignon Papacy, and essentially the Holy Father went to Avignon, and there were these other anti-popes, if you will, and St. Catherine of Siena went to the Holy Father, who was in exile, and told him to return to Rome, and really the audaciousness of her to go to the Holy Father with this. But I think if we think about the Holy Spirit will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Well, the Holy Spirit was stirring that in her heart, telling her where she should go, who she should go to, what she should say. And as she counseled the Holy Father in that regard, her words of wisdom aided and brought the Holy Father back to Rome. So truly a remarkable woman who had these different revelations of the Lord, and if memory serves, also a stigmatist who received the wounds of Jesus and understood the suffering of Christ so well. St. Catherine of Siena had this phrase that if we did the will of God individually, well, then we would set the world ablaze. Truly, that's what happens for Paul and Barnabas. That as they go about gaining converts and doing the Lord's will and the Lord's work, they're setting the world ablaze with faith. St. Paul, after he heals his man, they think he's one of these false gods, and really prompted right away the Holy Spirit inspiring Paul to confront them and tell them, no, no, turn away from these false idols and worship the true God. Understand who Jesus is. And so he's setting their hearts on fire for faith and belief in the Lord. Hopefully we can become a bit more like St. Paul and St. Catherine, a bit bold in our proclamation of the faith, confronting the people with the gospel that need to hear it, sharing it with them, and hopefully setting not only our hearts, but other hearts on fire too. Let us now turn to the Lord, our God, praying to God our Father through Jesus the Son in union with the Holy Spirit. For Pope Francis and his intentions, for the church and the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the church, that through the intercession of St. Catherine of Siena, we may answer the call to holiness and live in the service of others, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For government leaders, that they will seek guidance from our Lord in order to protect our God-given rights, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For marriage and families, that they will be protected and strengthened in these challenging times, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear
our prayer. For blessings on Megan Lee, for whom this Mass is being offered, and for all those who are receiving the sacrament of confirmation, that they may see the Holy Spirit working in their lives, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
O Lord, our God, be pleased with our prayers and sacrifices. May they accomplish your will and bring about good for the world and the church, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, will become our spiritual drink.
Bless be God forever.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept, O Lord, the saving sacrifice we offer in commemoration of St. Catherine, so that instructed by her teaching, we may give ever more fervent thanks to you, the one true God, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation at all times, to acclaim you, O Lord. But in this time, above all, to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed. Through him, the children of light rise to eternal life, and the halls of the heavenly kingdom are thrown open to the faithful. For his death is our ransom from death, and in his rising the life of all has risen. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land and every people exalts in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things, and you make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts that we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension to heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and this living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with St. Catherine of Siena, and with all the saints, and whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Francis our Pope and David our Bishop, with the order of bishops, all of the clergy, and the entire people that you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world, to our departed brothers and sisters, and all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life. Give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by his divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ, for the kingdom. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. If we walk in the light as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, cleanses us from all sin. Alleluia. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Body of Christ. body of Christ. May the heavenly table at which we have been fed, O Lord, confer eternal life upon us, as even in this world it nourished the life of St. Catherine, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Mass here at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth. The Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the divine power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at noon Central on Relevant Radio. Video stream of the Mass on the Relevant Radio app and at relevantradio.com.